Matt again, and we are here to talk about quite possibly one of the funniest things going on in Hollywood today, and probably will be the funniest thing for a long time. Britney Spears dumps Kevin Federline. It almost makes you happy to hear. I think that actually physically saying those words actually makes people smile. And I'm not sure if that's a construct of the way that the English language is used, so you have to smile when you say it, or if it just makes people that goddamn excited. But just in case you haven't heard this and you've been living under a rock, Britney Spears dumped Kevin Federline. And the way she did it is absolutely priceless. I've always had a great amount of respect for Britney Spears. She's an amazing singer. She's a gorgeous, gorgeous woman. Just absolutely incredible. She dumps Kevin Federline via text message. All right, let that soak in for a minute. She dumped him via text message. And it wasn't even like she spelled it out, you know, on, you know, like on a BlackBerry keypad and made it nice and long and eloquent. She sent him I space WNT space the number 2 space DVRCE space the letter U. I want to divorce you. That's how Kevin Federline found out that they were done. She dumped his ass via a text message, which is fantastic. From the moment that Britney and Kevin Federline came to be, it's been absolutely disgusting. They walk around public playing grab ass, and sure, she loved him, he loved her, fantastic, it's disgusting. But everybody hated Kevin Federline. He was this wannabe rapper, white trash, absolute piece of garbage. Oh my god. The guy can't rap. His album, Playing with Fire, came out on Halloween. Sold nothing. Just terrible. The guy goes to the country club and wears a wife beater and baggy sweatpants. Just zero class. Complete gold digger. When the guy walks around town, Kanye West follows him around. Now, I ain't saying he's a gold digger. Completely ridiculous. Just thank God the guy's gone. And this might be nice. We may never have to hear from this guy again. His album tanked. His sugar mama dumped him. He might be done. We may never have to hear Kevin Federline's name again, other than on I Love the 2000, you know, single digits on VH1 in 20 years. Or on Best Week Ever. One of those would be absolutely fantastic. I'm just happy that he's gone. It makes me immensely happy. Absolutely and completely ecstatic. But hey, what are your thoughts and feelings? Leave me comments. Give me some feedback. Thanks. You guys are great. See you later.